Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Atlanta Falcons fans. You know what I mean? I'm feeling the vibes. That might be my last chance to ever be able to do that. My name is Mike Johnson. She is Allie Mack. She looks panicked, like she wasn't sure what I was doing exactly. But I
Dylan
just said,
didn't have
me
your
here.
Mic up yet.
No.
You need to say rise and shine again.
Yeah, run it back. Run it back. I didn't realize your mic was down
until you started talking.
I've
never been more hot with you.
I'm sorry. Hey, well, your mic should have never been potted down. I don't know why it was potted down. And I looked down, it was potted down. I'm sorry. Can you do it again for me?
Because it's the last time.
I said rise up and shine, Atlanta Falcons fans. There yes. And this might be my last chance to ever do that because Quid Billy is back very, very shortly. But my name is Mike, and she's Allie, and he's Dylan, and he's on the bad list right now, man. Not getting a Christmas gift at this point. That's rough.
I was getting everything set. I got in here a little bit later than I wanted to as far as getting on the controls, and
Come on, man.
I didn't get to go through my entire checklist, man.
That was my best delivery of the week, and it wasn't heard.
I apologize, Mikey P.
That's all right. That's all right, man.
Dylan's got like 20 jobs before we go on air. So.
He's only got one to make sure our microphones are on.
That would be the most important one.
Well, before we get to the true headlines, the internal headline of the morning shift today is that Dylan is in control of Top 5 Tuesday. And it's very Halloweenish every time he gets to do this because we don't know if it's going to be a trick or a treat.
Is it spooky?
It's always a treat. It's always a treat.
Do you want to give away what your category is yet?
I sure will. I was inspired by Allie Mack. And I was thinking about it yesterday. I was like, which route should I go? I'm going the food route.
Okay.
Last week, Allie Mack did top five fast food fries. So this week, I'm going to raise her fast food fries, and I'm going to put out top five fast food chicken sandwiches.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. It's time, baby.
People have lost their lives over chicken sandwiches.
I was going to say, it's a delicate situation.
I know it. We got to get into it.
Delicate situation, my friend. Hats off to you for being willing to step into that whole ring of fire there.
Well, that will be coming up at 7:40 today. Yes, Squid Nation, do not fear. Bo will be back tomorrow. Now, as far as the Hawks preseason, they did lose to the Rockets last night in Houston, 122-113. But we did get to see Kristaps Porzingis join Trae Young, Dyson Daniels, Zachary Richte, and Jalen Johnson to start. MLB postseason continued last night. Brewers beat the Cubs 7-3. Brewers are up in the series 2-0. Dodgers beat the Phillies 4-3. Dodgers are up 2-0. Sorry, Dylan. It really doesn't look like the Phillies are going to be making it to the World Series. That's just my
prediction. Hurt by it. It's fine. Look, if we end up, it's go Tigers around here anyway, so it's all good. They got a big game tonight. Bro.
Today, yes, the Mariners take on the Tigers at 4:08, and Blue Jays play the Yankees at 8:08. Now, LeBron James is teasing a major announcement today with his second decision. Teaser happens at noon today. I feel we're going to be disappointed by this announcement.
I won't be disappointed. You know why? Because I have zero expectations because I know that it's some kind of money grab.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. It is some kind of money grab.
At noon. Just in perspective, the last decision happened at 9 p.m. when everyone could be home to watch.
Yeah, here's the thing. I will not be let down by LeBron's decision. I'm disappointed by the major news outlets around the country because it's a headline on ESPN, CBS Sport, like whatever else you want to talk about. It is like a headline. And I'm like, bro, y'all know that y'all are being had.
I'm about to say, y'all are probably getting catfished here.
Y'all are playing into this thing.
But they are. Ridiculous. No,
I get it. Look, we can just put the cat out of the bag. The only major decision that he could make because he's not going to retire. He's not, like, retiring from this season because he's already been in training camp. Like, he's going to play this year.
Right.
The only thing newsworthy that can come out of this is that he's saying this is his last year. That's the only newsworthy thing I think can come out of it.
I don't know about that.
I don't even know if it's that spicy.
That's my point. I'm saying the biggest, the top thing that it could be as far as spiciness, the spicy meter, is that he's leaving after this year. Because we all know he's going to want his, you know, flowers from every away city that he visits this year and stuff like that. So that could be the only thing. And it's probably, like, to Ali's point, and your point too, is probably not even that.
It's going to be a decision about what he's buying on Prime Day, and I can't be told differently. I will say this, though. Did you see the back and forth between Bronny and Draymond?
I did not.
On the socials.
Mm-mm.
I didn't.
Draymond follows up the video, like the whole announcement video, like the decision video, and Draymond's like, please tell me this is him trading Bronny. And Bronny responded with, he ain't trading for you, bro.
I was like, good for Bronny. Yes, Bronny.
So good, man. That is so good, Bronny.
We will find out at noon today whatever that announcement is. 6:40 today, we'll get into this, but Auburn is moving their home game against Baylor next season to Atlanta for the Aflac kickoff game. That move is expected to earn up to $5 million in NIL opportunities. Mark Sanchez's charges, they have been up to felony charges for the altercation he got into over the weekend. His arraignment was scheduled for today. It's now been moved to November. Now let's get into Monday Night Football because it was an interesting game, guys. Jags won 31-28 over the Chiefs. Trevor Lawrence, on his birthday, had one of the biggest moments of his career. He tripped when his guard stepped on his foot, went to the ground, but he got up, found a lane, and ran in for a 10-yard touchdown.
You know what I'm so disappointed about with everybody out there? And if you listen to me, then hopefully you paid attention to this. But he did. He got tripped by the guard, which is fine. That's going to happen from time to time. I did it one time in Death Valley when we were headed into overtime. That was an unfortunate situation. But here's what I'll say. Anybody who watched the play where he's able to get up and actually roll left and score a touchdown left, pay attention to the left guard absolutely de-cleating the pass rusher for the Kansas City Chiefs and putting him on the ground enough to where Trevor Lawrence had enough time to stumble three times, get up, and then find a lane to be able to get in the end zone. It was a good game. And I just thought, I know Jacksonville's a good team. I'm a really big fan of the offense that they were able to uncork at times last night. But I thought through the first, there was two plays that happened in the first quarter of this game that led me to believe that Jacksonville was not going to win. First and foremost, the pick play that happened where Travis Kelce scores a touchdown and there is a flag thrown. And all of the Chiefs players run over there and they're going, no, we have 1 yard. We can pick for 1 yard. And they pick up the flag and they're like, no, it's, you know what? It's not a penalty. And I'm like, what are we? Like, you threw the penalty in real time. You can't just decide it's not a penalty. And it was definitely one of those kind of borderline calls. His feet were at 1 yard. You could have gone either way, but they picked it up in real time. And then the fumble for Trevor Lawrence, where he's trying to dive and put the ball over the end zone and the ball gets punched out. And when I tell you it is a quarter of an inch from going over the goal line and it gets punched out, that play could have been in Jacksonville's favor and was not. So two calls went against Jacksonville right there at the beginning of the game, and I was like, nope, they're cooked. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no way they're going to be able to win this game. And we've seen this time and time again with Chiefs in primetime football, and yet they were able to overcome all of that and get a win, man. So kudos to them for that.
First and foremost, Duval.
You got to ask it as a Duval. Question. Like, Duval. Right. Duval.
But that was a really, really good game by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then you look at it now, they've gotten two pretty good wins back-to-back. They beat a 49ers team that did have Brock Purdy, albeit it was a banged-up Brock Purdy, but Brock Purdy did play in that game, and they find a way to get a win in that late-game situation as well. And then last night, like you said, Trevor Lawrence, despite being tripped by the right guard, stumbles his way into the end zone. And, man, I mean, also, too, we got to talk about a throw that Trevor Lawrence made to Brian Thomas Jr., down the sideline on that last drive, too.
Yeah.
Help set that up. I mean, that was the dottiest of dots. I mean, he dropped it right in the bread bucket. And it seems like this Jacksonville Jaguars team is finally, with Liam Cohen and Trevor Lawrence, it seems like they're finally starting to put the pieces together. 4-1 on the year now. Two really good wins, like I said, back-to-back. Travis Hunter had a couple of highlight-worthy plays last night.
Yeah, he did. Nice plays.
Yeah, they had that one Randy Moss-esque catch for 44 yards and juked a couple of players on that 12-yard catch and run that he had. So Don't look now, but the Jaguars and the Colts might be trying to make some noise in the AFC, both 4-1. I mean, that AFC South can maybe be a little competitive this year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And you know what's crazy is I lived in Jacksonville for a little while, like 15 months, not very long. But even yesterday off air, Mike, I don't think you were in the room, but I talked to Dylan and I was like, Jags are playing Monday night football.
Yeah.
Like I underestimated them.
Kudos to the crowd there last night.
Seriously.
It was awesome.
Jacksonville is a wonderful city, but they kept showing this friendship fountain during the broadcast last night. I was like, oh, that's where my dog used to go to the bathroom.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. There it was.
It was right next to my apartment.
Wow.
But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for Jacksonville. I just did not expect this, but huge, huge win for them. And on Trevor Lawrence's birthday. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
And look, it's funny because I feel like he's been in the NFL so long. He turns 26. And it was like, oh, man, like I feel like that guy's been in the NFL for a decade. But nonetheless, I'm with you. I love the offensive scheme that Liam. Honestly, there was two offensive schemes on display last night that were absolutely beautiful. And I don't want to give away the rest of the show, but we're going to kind of compare and contrast some things. What do you want changed for the Atlanta Falcons? I would like it to look more of what I saw last night offensively. So there's some pieces there. But I don't want to get out of this segment with at least talking about Devin Lloyd's interception return, 99 yards. What an incredible play that really turned the tide of this game. He has been so good for Jacksonville right there in the middle of that defense and continue that pace last night.
Well, just like Mike alluded to, we are going to talk about the Falcons. They have had some time. What changes to the offense are you hoping they made with this extra time? We'll get into that next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.